有的人说是珠穆朗玛峰圣经学院。
And that this is a where we learn about conquering challenges with God's mighty power.
就是我们在这里学习到用神的大能来征服生命生活中的这个挑战。
Because in our life, we can depend on God's power to overcome obstacles.
在我们的生命中呢，我们可以靠着神的大能来度过我们生命中的难关。
And the children have learned 5 Bible points, each one for each day.
这个孩子们呢，学习到了每五个要点，就是在圣经中的这个要点。
God has the power to provide to comfort. Very good. God has the power to provide comfort, heal, forgive, love us forever.
神有能力呢，来提供，来安慰，来医治，来饶恕，而且爱永远爱我们。
Yeah, whenever they hear the Bible point, they'll say, "Hold on."
然后他们每次呢，我们教小朋友听到这些呢要点的时候，他们就说抓紧了。
And at the same time, the adults, Shimu led the adults, to talk about the parenting.
同时呢，师母有对父母的讲座。
And we have about 20 some people attended. That was a very high number.
我们大概有20位父母都有参加。
And every year, we want to teach our children.To share with children in the world.
我们每年呢，我们的暑期圣经学校呢，都想要教导我们的孩子跟世界上别的小朋友一起来分享。
And this year we chose a Project Egypt in memory of our beloved Dr. Palm.
今年呢，我们就是为了纪念我们所爱的 Dr. Palm， 我们选择了这个埃及这个工程。
She wrote a children's book, telling them about the Bible stories, 101 stories.
她用英文呢写了101个圣经中的故事。
And she also wanted to translate into Arabic so that the Arabic children can have an opportunity to know about God.
她想把这个书呢翻译成阿拉伯语，这样呢讲阿拉伯语的小朋友呢就有机会来读到这个圣经故事。
And you know, we hear stories, these are terrible, terrible news about terrorists in the Middle East.
我们看到这个新闻在知道在中东这种很可怕的这个恐怖主义者所做的这些事情。
Now we probably don't have the opportunity to reach out to them.
我们可能没有机会去接触这些孩子。
The terrorist.
我们可能没有机会去接触这些被这个恐怖主义者所袭击、所遭受打击的这些孩子们。
But we do have a chance to reach out to the children.
但是我们有办法呢，去接触到，就是去接触到这些孩子，去影响这些孩子。
So we did a fundraising. We set a goal of $300.
所以今年呢，我们的这个目就是这个赠款的这个目标呢是300块钱。
And through a generous contribution of the children and parents.
就是因为孩子们跟父母的这个慷慨奉献。
And we busted the goal.
我们不仅达到了目标。
Actually, we also set a new record for VBS of history.
而且在我们的圣经这个暑期圣经学校今年的这个筹款呢已经达到了一个历史最新记录。我们今年筹到了多少呢？大家可以
看到。We have reached $518.
我们一共募到了就是518块钱。
And that's over 700.
所以就是说明我们可以印710本书。
That's over 700 books that we can give it to the children in the Arabic world.
所以我们可以有700本书送给讲阿拉伯语的这些小朋友们。
While we're clapping, I'd like to at this time to ask all the co-workers and the cool captains to stand.
我们就请所有的童工，还有的这个小朋友的带领者，他们请他们站起来。
Yeah, we have to see Wang Jin.
我们向他们鼓掌。
That's right. Okay. Truly, that without your help, there will be no VBS.
如果没有你们的帮助呢，我们这里就没有这个暑期圣经学校。
And may God richly bless you for your service.
愿神真的是大大的祝福你们，因为你们对神的服事。
Okay, so now what we're going to do?
我们要做的是
we're going to ask the children to come, and we're going to demonstrate what we have learned, and we're going to do a one song with a song and the motion.
我们现在呢就请我们这个暑期小朋友们上来，然后他们呢就有这个向你们唱一首歌。
Okay, and parents, get your iPhones and iPads ready.
所以呢，父母呢，你想有什么手机啊或者照相机，你们可以准备好。
Okay, can come up here. on the stage, spread out this way and this way, this way. Some of you come here, some of you this way. Come this way, this way. Okay, some of you, if you want to stand in aisles, that's fine too. All right, okay, enjoy. Good job, guys. Wonderful. Okay, now you are dismissed and going back to class.
现在你们可以去上去回去上课。
你拿一个，拿一个。我看这边。 A lot of times I ask the question, what is the ultimate goal in life which we should strive for?
在我们生命中，我们最需要努力的目标是什么呢？
It is to glorify God
去荣耀神
in submitting our life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ by means of intimate relationship.
通过降服于基督和神有一个亲密的关系来达到这个目的。
Jesus invites us to a relationship with him.
耶稣邀请我们跟他有关系。
He asks us to follow him.
他要我们去跟随他。
He will associate with us and then we with him.
他请我们跟他成为好朋友有关系。
And then through this relationship, we will know him.
我们可以认识他。
And then so we read the Bible.
所以我们读圣经。
We come to the worship service.
我们来教会敬拜神。
And then we have a fellowship with our believers.
然后我们跟别的信徒有交通。
As we learn much about him and his love for us,
当我们慢慢认识他，认识他对我们的爱的时候
，and we want to love him back.
我们也想回报他的爱，我们想爱他。
So our attitude, our behaviors will change.
所以我们的态度，我们的行为都会改变。
And we will be like him more and more.
我们就会越来越像他。
And the change in us will glorify him.
这个在我们里边的改变会给神带来荣耀。
Now, if love is the motivation.Towards him,
如果这个爱呢是把我们推向他，让我们更爱他的这个动力
，then faith is what will connect you with him.
但是信心呢，就是让我们可以跟他连接。
Now faith not only gets us to start that relationship.
信心呢，不仅是我们跟他就是开始有一个关系的一个源头。
Because the scripture says that we are justified.By faith in Jesus Christ.
因为经上说得很清楚，我们是因信称义。
But also, it will maintain that relationship.
然后我们也需要信心来维持这种关系。
Because it says that we live by faith in the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me.
因为圣经上讲得很清楚，保罗在加拉太书二章二十节讲过，说如今我活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So think about it, right? You come to the church worship service to a worship an invisible God.
想一想，我们到教会里来所敬拜的这个是一位不可见、看不见的神。
And you pray to an invisible God.
你祷告的时候也是向一位看不见的神祷告。
I mean, our church doesn't have like a visible idol that you come and say, "Oh, this is our God."
我们教会里也没有一个偶像，说你来了说，哦，这个就是神。
And then you will study the Bible about God that's written a couple thousand years ago.
然后你读的圣经呢，也是两千年以前，整个两千年以前就完成了一本书。
And so you also put your trust into this God that you never met.
你也来信靠这位你从来没有看见、没有碰到过的神。
So I'm going to say that you actually do have faith that whether it was small or large about God.
所以呢，我要说你真的是有信心，不管你的信心是大是小，你确实对这位看不见的神你是有信心的。
And when Jesus walked on earth,
当耶稣在这个世上的时候，
He always said that believe in me.
他对人的呼召就是说你要信我。
And then he will say things like this.
他会再说。
He said that your faith has been healed.
他就说你的信救了你。
And You are of little faith.
或者他会说小信的人呐。
And if you have a faith like a mustard seed, then you'll be able to move mountains.
或者他就说，如果你们的信心像芥菜种，你们也可以移山。
So faith is very essential in the relationship with God.
所以在和神的关系中呢，信心是很基要，很非常非常重要的。
So if it's essential, then you know God is going to put this faith in test.
所以呢，你知道如果信心这么重要，对我们这么必要的话呢，神就会让我们的信心受到试验。
And we're going to see an example.
下面我们来讲一个，看一个例子。
At the end of his ministry, Jesus spoke something to the disciples.
当耶稣在他的这个事工快要结束的时候呢，他会对他的门徒讲一些话。
He told them that he will be arrested and be killed.
他知道他会被抓，然后会被杀。
And his disciples didn't know what to make of it.
然后他的门徒其实不知道这是怎么回事。
The atmosphere usually is very gloom and doom.
他就说其实这个气氛呢好像很暗淡很灰暗的样子。
And then it came to what we know the Last Supper, which is the the last meal that Jesus had with his disciples before crucifixion.
我们就知道了，就到了最后的晚餐的时间。这个就是耶稣被钉十字架之后，之前跟门徒的最后一次晚餐。
So he has some final words with his disciples.
所以他有一些最很就是一个最最终的话要对他的门徒讲。
His spirit was troubled because one of them is going to betray him.
耶稣就知道他的那时候他的心里忧愁，因为他知道他们其中有一个要背叛他。
And he also rebuked them because they were fighting among themselves who the greatest.
然后耶稣呢也责备他的门徒，因为他们在彼此争论中间谁会伟大。
And also Jesus gave them some new information that Holy Spirit is coming.
然后耶稣也告诉他们一些新的信息，就告诉他们圣灵会降临。
And then he said this to them.
然后耶稣就对他们讲。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来读路加福音22章28节。
So you, let's read together in English and then in Chinese.
我们先用英文读，然后再用 Chinese 一起读。
Okay. You are those who have continued with me in my trials, and I appoint to you a kingdom as my Father has appointed one to me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
好，我们现在一起来读中文。我在磨练之中，常和我同在的就是你们。我将国赐给你们，正如我的父赐给我一样，叫你们坐在我国里，坐在我的席上吃喝，并且坐在宝座上审判以色列12个支派。
Now this is probably the best news they heard that entire night.
这是可能是他们整个晚上所听到的最好的消息。
So finally, they will be ruled with Jesus, and then they're judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
最终呢，他们会跟耶稣一同作王，然后来判审判以色列的十二个支派。
And this is the news that they've been waiting for.
这是他们一直在等的这个好消息。
Now, for Simon Peter,
对西门彼得来讲
，he had followed Jesus for 3 years.
他已经跟随了耶稣三年。
He has seen what Jesus had done and heard what he has taught.
他已经看到耶稣所行的，也听到耶稣的教导。
And he even came to a conclusion that Jesus is the Son of God.
他甚至得出结论说耶稣就是神的儿子。
He gave up his career and followed him up to now.
他放弃了自己的这个工作呢，来跟随耶稣。
So after all these years, he finally will become somebody great.
然后呢，经过了这么多年，最终他要成为一个重要人物了。
And then Jesus continued and
耶稣就继续讲
said this to Peter.
他就对彼得讲了第三十一节
He said, let's read it together in English.
我们先用英文读
Simon, okay, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
彼得就说了说主又说西门西门撒旦想要得着你们好像你们好塞你们像塞麦子一样但我已经为你祈求叫你不至于失了信心你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄
Now whenever Jesus says Simon Simon twice that means that this is something important you need to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you
当耶稣叫彼得叫做西门西门连叫他两次就说明这个他要讲的话是很重要你最好仔细听
So he says, Satan has asked.
他说撒旦想要得着。
Now in the Chinese translation, it sounds like Satan has wanted.
在这个中文的翻译里好像就是这个撒旦想要他只是想。
Yeah, but in the original text, really, it means that he has made a request that he asked. So that translation is correct.
在原文里边呢他的翻译实际上是撒旦要求撒旦去请求。
So to whom that...Satan has asked.
撒旦去向谁要求呢?
Probably it's from God the Father.
可能是向天父。
Because we remember in the book of Job, there's a passage like this.
我们记得在那个约伯记里边有这么一样同样的一个故事。
And in book of Job, Satan has access to God, and then he demanded on Job.
就是在神的众子聚集的时候呢撒旦也来在其中然后他就去要求要去试炼这个约伯。
So there was a conversation and God said, Hey Satan, have you considered my servant Job?
他们中间有一些对话神就对撒旦说他说撒旦你有曾用心观察看我的仆人约伯没有
You know, he's a blameless, he's a righteous.
他是完全正直。
And he fears God and shuns evil.
他敬畏神远离恶事。
And then, of course, Satan just sticker it and say, of course, that's the case because you bless him, you make him rich, and that's why he worship you.
撒旦当然就嘲笑说那当然了约伯敬畏神岂是无故吗你岂不是思维围上篱笆他和他的家并他一切所有的吗
If you take those things away from him, he's going to curse you to your face.
他如果你呢神如果你伸手毁掉他一切所有的他必当面弃掉你。
And God said, okay, you can have everything he has.
然后神就对撒旦说好吧凡他所有的都在你手中。
But,Do not put a finger on Job himself.
只是不可伸手加害于他。
And then Satan left and then destroyed everything that Job had.
然后呢撒旦就从神面前耶和华面前离去就毁掉了约伯所有的一切东西。
But he could not put a finger on him because God said so.
但是因为神说过所以撒旦一根都不能碰约伯一根手指头一根手指头都不能碰。
And then Job, of course, his faith did not fail.
但是感谢就是约伯他的信心没有摔倒没有失败。
So then, he came back to God the second time.
然后撒旦就第二次到神面前。
And then, he said, of course that, because you have protected him for his health.
但是撒旦说当然他没有弃掉你呢因为你还是保护了他有健康。
If you take away his health, he will surely curse you to your face.
如果你把他的健康拿去你把他指导他肯定会当面弃掉你。
And God said, okay, you can have him, but you cannot kill him. You have to spare his life.
但是神就说好吧你可以去毁坏他的健康但是你不许就是让他不能让他死。
Of course, Job had a very painful boil.
所以呢约伯就全身长疮。
But,Satan could not kill him.
但是撒旦不能杀他。
Because God says so.
因为神说了。
Okay. So, both in Job, Book of Job, and the words of Jesus,
从耶稣的话语和这个约伯记我们可以看出来。
Satan must obtain permission from God
就是
to trouble the lives of God's children.
就是撒旦呢他首先要从神那边得到允许他才能够去给神的儿女找麻烦。
So actually, sometimes we think that there are two ultimate forces in the universe.
有时候我们觉得这宇宙中间有两种力量，两个主宰。
Yeah, there's like the God and the devil.
好像就觉得神在这边，魔鬼在那边。
The good and the evil.
这个善和恶两种力量在争斗。
But the reality is that there's only one ultimate power, and that is God.
但是实际上的真实的情况是在宇宙中只有一位主宰那就是神神的全能。
So when Satan wants, wants God's disciples, then he has to get a permission from God.
所以呢当撒旦想要得到主耶稣的门徒的时候他首先要从神那边得到允许。
Because this is a very important concept that we need to grasp for today.
所以我们要很理解这个观念这个非常的重要。
Because of the demonic forces today,that's going to test our faith of God's supremacy to its limit.
因为现在呢就是这种没有缘由的这种从这种恶势力所来的这种仇恨跟这种暴力呢变得越来越强这个会对我们的信心对神的信心是一种考验。
So remember, Satan has asked those three words.
要记住说撒旦要先去问神。
That means that Satan cannot hurt us for any more than God permits.
所以呢，这就是说明什么呢？就是撒旦呢，神设定了一个限制，撒旦不能超过这个限度，他不能这样超过这个限度来伤害我们。
Now this raises a very interesting theological question.
所以呢，这样呢，你可能会有一个神学上的问题了。
Why would God grant his arch enemy his?Demand.
为什么神会允许他的头号敌人会允许他的请求呢？他的要求呢
？Why does God tolerate, what Satan is doing?
为什么神会容忍撒旦这样的作为呢
？Why not just zap him on the spot and then done with it?
为什么神不就当场给撒旦致命一击，就把他毁灭了呢
？Now the scripture does not really say it clearly, but we're going to trust God's wisdom.
圣经上没有一个很直截了当的一个回答，但是我们要相信神的智慧。
But I think there is a kind of an indirect answer to that question.
但是我觉得经文圣经上呢，其实有一个一个就是一个暗示，一个不直接的一个答案。
And this answer may encourage us and strengthen our faith.
这个可能会鼓励我们，会刚强我们的信心。
The reason that God would allow Satan to sift to perform whatever he does.
神允许撒旦去做他撒旦想做的，然后允许撒旦去塞他的门徒像塞麦子一样。
At the end is for his church, for his people to be better and purified.
这是为了在最终呢，是要让他的教会，让他的子民去更好，变得更好。
And then God will receive more glory.
神也会得到更多的荣耀。
Now God intends his people to be perfect through afflictions and trials.
神呢是是神的道路呢是要通过这个受苦、苦难和试炼，让他的百姓可以完全。
And then through suffering and turmoil, that our faith will be refined.
通过受苦呢和动荡呢，我们的信心会被精炼。
So that means that we need to rely on God more.
所以我们就需要更加的来依靠神。
And then we need to appreciate God's grace even greater.
更感激神对我们的恩典。
Now all these impurities that's of a self-reliance will be removed.
所以我们生命中的这种杂质，像自我依靠这种杂质就会被挪去。
Now, before Peter can rule with Jesus, his faith needs to be purified.
在彼得能够跟耶稣同坐宝座、同坐王之前呢，他的信心必须，他身上的这个杂质要被除去。
So Satan has his role to play to fan the flame of the furnace of refinement.
所以呢，撒旦的角色呢，好像就是让那个熬炼这个金子的这个炉子呢，那个火呢变得更，他就煽风点火，让这个火变得更旺、更烈。
And then when God sees the appointed time, then he will be judged.
然后到了神的时间呢，撒旦会被审判。
Now Satan has asked something, right? He has asked to sift all of you as wheat.
撒旦就是要求要的是呢，说筛所有的门徒，筛你们像筛麦子一样。
So he not only asked for Peter, he asked for all the all the 12 disciples.
他并不单单是就是要筛彼得，他要筛所有的门徒。
So what does this sifting like wheat mean in real life?
这个在生活中什么叫做像筛麦子一样来筛呢？
What comes after will give us a clue.
然后我们来看我们之后，我们就会有一个线索。
Because Jesus says that I pray for you that your faith may not fail.
耶稣为他祷告说，我已经为你祷告，叫你不至于失了信心。
So Jesus' aim is to keep the faith from failing.
所以耶稣的这个目标呢，就是让他的信心不至于就是被筛掉。
So Satan's sifting means that is to make our faith fail.
所以呢，撒旦这个筛呢，就是要把我们的信心给筛掉似的，就是让我们失了信心。
So imagine a picture.
在你脑中，现在我请大家想一想，在你脑中想一个照片。
You have Satan has made a sieve with all these jagged edges.
比如说，撒旦他弄了一个筛子，在这个筛子上边，这个网状都是这样凸出来的，这种就是这种就是凸凹不平的这种锯齿状的东西。
And then I made a hole in the shape of a faithless people.
它这个呢，这个筛子中间呢，我们都知道都是有洞的。这个洞是什么形状呢？就是说没有信心的人。没有信心的男人或者女人的一个这样一个形状。
So then, the Satan will grab people and throw into the sieve and start sieving.
然后他就把这个人呢都放在这个筛子里边，就开始晃晃晃，就开始来筛你。
And then it was sieve to a point when the people are so desperate, when they are so torn, and then when they lose the faith.
他就是说这个，因为他那个是一个锯齿状的，这个很痛，所以当人被这样塞的时候呢，人就被撕碎，然后最后变得很绝望，他们最后就放掉了他们的信心。
Then they become the faithless people that hold faith him, and then he'll fall into Satan's hand.
然后他们就成为这个没，因为这个洞呢是只有没有信心的人会掉下去，所以他就正好呢，他就变成那个形状，他就掉下去了。
Now, if you have faith, then the shape does not match, so you will not fall in.
所以呢，当你如果你有信心的话呢，你就跟这个洞呢就是不能够合到一起，你就不会被塞下去。
So as long as the disciples have faith, then they will not fall into Satan's hand.
所以只要这个门徒呢还有信心呢，他们就不会被塞下去。
And they will trust the goodness of God. They trust the power of God.
所以呢，他们就是要信靠神的良善，信靠神的全能。
So that means that when sifting of Simon and his disciples is really the Satan's effort.
所以呢，撒旦他是想努力的去塞彼得和他的门徒和别的门徒。
With the purpose of destroying their faith.
那个撒旦的目的呢，是要毁坏他们的信心。
And actually, that's what Satan will do today.
这是撒旦今天所要做的。
Because actually, it's whether we are rich or poor, we're healthy or sickness.
不管我们是生病还是健康，我们是贫穷还是富足。
To Satan, it really doesn't matter.
对撒旦来讲，这个他都不在意。
His goal is to kind of sift out our faith.
他的目标是要把我们的信心给筛掉，我们对神的信心。
If suffering works, then he's going to try suffering on us.
如果受苦能够让你的信心，你失去你的信心，他就用受苦来攻击你。
If prosperity and wealth works for you, then he's going to try that on you.
如果富裕成功呢，可以让你失掉你的信心，他就用富裕成功来试探你。
The only person that will fall into Satan's hands are the unbelievers.
他说所有的这个能够就是落下来从那个洞里塞下来落到撒旦手里的就是没有信心的人。
So if we hold on to the faith, then we will not fall into his hands.
所以我们只要抓紧我们的信心我们就不会掉下去掉到撒旦的手里。
Now of course, when we are going through a tough time, when our faith is sifted, it's very hard to hold on.
确实当我们经过一个很难的一段一个难的时期然后当我们的信心被考就受苦的时候我们很难持走我们的信心。
But verse 33 should encourage us.
但是33节应该鼓励我们。
Because Jesus said that I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail.
因为耶稣说我已经为你祈求叫你不至于失了信心。
Now here the word you and your is singular.
在这里呢为你祈求这个你呢就是是单人单数人称。
I mean that Jesus is specifically talking to Simon.
在33节呢耶稣就单单的是来对彼得来讲话。
He said, hey, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail.
耶稣就说哦彼得呀我是为你祷告单单为你祷告让你的信心让你不至于失了信心。
And then he continues, says, when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
他说当你回头以后呢你要坚固你的弟兄。
So Jesus has a complete confidence that Father will answer his prayer.
耶稣完全的相信父神会答应他的祷告。
Because Jesus knew that what would happen that night.
耶稣知道那天晚上会发生的事情。
When he was arrested,And Peter would deny him three times.
他知道当他被抓以后呢，彼得会三次不否认主。
And even though when Jesus told him that you're going to do that, Peter said, No. I am definitely going to follow you, and I'm not going to deny you.
甚至当耶稣告诉彼得你会三次不认主，彼得说不会不会，他说我不管怎么样，我到死都会跟随你。
And we know the story that
我们都知道这个故事啊。
So, and then he under pressure that he denied Jesus three times.
但是在那个压力之下呢，彼得就真的是不认主了。
And then he went out wept bitterly.
然后他就出去痛哭。
So Jesus knew that the Peter will have a weakness, and then but he will not lose his faith.
主耶稣知道彼得会软弱，但是他知道他不会失了信心。
And then he will turn from his mistake, his sin, and then he prayed that his faith will not fail.
然后主耶稣也知道彼得会从他的最终悔改他的信心也不会失掉信心。
Now, God the Father listened to the request from Satan and the prayer from Jesus.
那父神呢就是知道了这个撒旦呢去问神要去塞彼得然后也听到了主耶稣基督为彼得的祷告。
So Father will allow Satan to do it, but also,keep Jesus' disciple faith strong.
那个神呢允许撒旦去塞他的门徒但是也答应就是耶稣的祷告就是保守了他的门徒的信心。
At the end, Peter's faith did not fail.
但是在最终呢彼得的信心呢没有失掉他的信心。
And likewise that Satan may ask to sift us.
同样呢撒旦会要求到父神那里去 要去塞我们的信心。
But Jesus will pray that our faith will not fail.
但是耶稣也会为我们祷告，让我们不至于失了信心。
Because we can take a confidence on something about God.
我们可以相信神。
He has given us the faith to begin the journey.
他给了我们一个让我们开始的信心。
He also will sustain us to continue that journey.
他会一直这样子保持我们，会给我们力量，让我们这个信心不会失掉。
He has a faith that we can trust him.
他给我们信心，是我们可以信靠他。
And he will also continuously to keep us the trust.
他持续的让我们可以信靠他。
He not only gave us a shield of faith.
他不单单给我们这个信心的盾牌。
He also will help us to hold on to the shield of faith.
他也给我们力量，让我们能够有力量来守，就是举起来这个信心的盾牌。
He will make sure that we have the faith, and he also make sure that the faith will be victorious.
他就不仅给我们信心，他也是确保我们的信心是一个可以得胜的信心。
Now, when you are going through a tough time,
当你经过一个艰难的时期的时候，
when your faith is being sifted,
当你的信心被筛减的时候，
Jesus knows what you're going through.
耶稣知道你所经历的。
You're not alone in this trial.
你在这个，其实在这种苦难之中，你并不是孤单的。
And you're not struggling with your own strength.
你不是靠着自己的力量在那里挣扎。
Because God the Father and God the Son is going to work with you to keep your faith strong.
因为圣父跟圣子他们在一起合作，是要保守你的信心能够强壮。
So Jesus said that Simon Peter, that I have prayed for you.
耶稣说，西门彼得，我已经为你祷告。
My Father and I are going to hold the faith for you, so you will not fail.
所以我的父跟我们在一起，我们会保守你，让你能保守住你的信心，所以你不至于失了信心。
And that promise is for all of us.
这个应许对我们所有神的儿女都是有效的，都是一样的。
So whenever we start doubt about God,
所以当我们什么时候开始怀疑神的时候。
I want you to remember.
希望大家能记住，大家能记住这个应许。
God the Father and God the Son.
圣父圣子。
Together is helping us to hold the shield of faith.
他就真的是一起来抓住我们，让我们能够持守住这个信心。
Now, you may ask this question when you start reading this.
所以当你在读到这个路加福音的时候，你可能还会问。
Hey, what happened to the other 10 disciples?
他说，因为撒旦想要塞你们那别的十个门徒呢。
Right, because Satan is going to sift them, right?
因为撒旦要塞他们。
So, did Jesus pray for them?
耶稣有没有为那别的十个门徒祷告呢？
I think he did.
我想耶稣是有为他们祷告。
Now, of course, the text does not say that if he prayed the same way to guard their faith like for Peter.
当然圣经上没有明确的记载耶稣为另外十个门徒祷告的这个方式呢，是跟为是跟彼得的祷告是一样的。
Now, God broke Peter's pride and self-reliance that night in the agony of Satan's seat.
当彼得那天晚上被塞的时候呢，神借着这个呢，真的是打碎了彼得的这个骄傲和他的自我依靠。
But God did not let him go.
但是神没有放弃彼得。
And then when he turned around,
但彼得回头以后呢
？And then God forgave him.
神就原谅了，饶恕了他。
And then strengthened him.
然后神也刚强他。
Now it's Peter's mission to strengthen the other 10.
所以呢，彼得的使命就是来刚强另外十个门徒。
Jesus provided for the other 10 for Peter.
所以神呢，就是提供彼得来帮助那另外十个门徒。
The strengthened becomes the strengthener.
所以呢，这个被坚固的就变成一个坚固别人的人。
Now we know that sometimes that we go through our trial and God alone will help us.
有的时候我们知道，当我们经历这个试炼的时候呢，我们会自己单独经过，然后神给我们。来刚强我们。
But most of the time,
但是更多的时候呢
，is that we go through trial and then someone else will come along and help us.
当我们经过试炼的时候呢，旁边会有人来帮助我们。
And God will send us this, you know, Simon Peter to help us in the time of our need.
就像彼得帮助别的十个门徒，神也会用别的人来帮助我们，在我们有需要的时候来帮助我们。
So when you receive the encouragement from God,
当你从神那边得到心里得到鼓励的得到帮助的时候
and that you overcome the sifting,
当你就是胜过了这个筛检的时候
can you encourage your brothers and sisters?
你能不能用你从神那里得到的安慰和帮助来安慰来帮助你的弟兄姐妹呢
Because we are in this journey together,
因为我们在一起行走天路
And we need to help each other.
我们需要彼此的扶助。
So when you are encouraged,
当你被鼓励、被帮助的时候
，encourage your brothers and sisters.
你也去鼓励你的弟兄姐妹。
I'd like to introduce you a lady, Kara Tippett.
我们讲有一位女士叫 Kara。
She was a pastor's wife.
她是一位师母，她的先生，她是牧师的太太。
She was a father of four young children.
她有四个年幼的孩子。
She also fought late stage of breast cancer for 2 years.
她已经是那个乳腺癌到了那个晚期四期。
And then she passed away in March this year.
她今年三月份已经余主已经回天家了。
And she has a blog called the Mundane Faithfulness.
她有一个博客叫做平凡的信使。
That has inspired thousands to live with a sober knowledge about death.
她这个博客呢，真的是鼓励了很多这样的有上千个这样的面对死亡的这种境况的人。
You know that because of their family is lived in under this coming death.
因为他们家里面有这个阴影，就是知道他随时他就会走，会离开这个人世。
But she was able to point to others about the Savior they trust.
然后他就借着这个呢，就向别人指向耶稣，就是他的救主。
In one of the stories is that she has a son named Lake.
他有一个在他所分享的故事中间，就是他有一个儿子叫 Lake.
He's about Lake. I would say probably maybe 5-6 years old.
这个小孩大概也就是5到7岁之间的样子。
So one day that find out that he's very kind of subtle, very edgy.
所以这个小孩有一天感觉到这个小孩有点烦躁不安。妈妈是很仔细能看出来他有点烦躁不安。
So After everyone got off the van,
所以当这些别的小孩子都下了车以后呢
，and then she asked Lei to come to the front seat.
然后他就让他的这个雷克呢坐在他的前排上
，and just try to find out what's going on.
他就想问这个到底发生什么事情了
，and then when their eyes met,
当他们对视的时候
，she can see that he is softened up.
他就看到这个雷克的眼睛里面有泪花
，and then As is that they start talking, then he just starts crying.
然后当他们讲话的时候，这个雷克就开始哭，这个儿子就开始哭了。
And he said that, "Mom, you hasn't been fun lately."
他说：“妈呀，你现在这一段，你好像没什么乐趣，都没做什么，让我们很高兴。
You stay in bed a lot.
你天天待在床上。
I'm angry for that.
我很生气。
Now, what would a cancer mom respond to her son's comment saying that?" You have not been fun lately.
你这样，你是一个，如果你是一个得癌症的母亲，如果你的孩子对你说，你都不跟我们玩，你都没什么乐趣，你怎么样回应呢
？Now she, of course, she can say that I'll do better next time.
她也可能对孩子说，哦，我以后会好一些的。
But she knows that it's you know she may not be able to keep that promise.
但是这个她如果她这样说的话，她实际上是不能持走这个诺言的。
So she pointed to him, to Jesus.
然后他就把这个孩子呢指向耶稣。
She said that when mommy is weak, you can find strength in Jesus.
他就说，当妈妈越来越虚弱的时候，你可以在主耶稣那里边找到力量。
So she apologized to him that you know mommy has cancer, and then that will make him sad.
所以他就向他道歉说，妈妈因为妈妈有癌症，这个让你很难过呀。
So when mommy is weak,
但妈妈虽然衰弱，虽然没有力量
，Jesus will be able to teach you strength.
但是耶稣可以教你刚强。
And then she prayed for strength for themselves.
所以她就祷告神给赐给力量。
And then she prayed for Lake to meet his own disappointment with a gentle heart instead.
所以他也为这个雷克这个孩子祷告，让他面对生活中失望的时候，他有个温柔的心。
Now, of course, she could not make empty promises.
所以，但他不能答应一个就是实现不了一个空洞的应许。
But she can cry with him.
但是她可以跟他一起哭泣。
She can pray with him.
她可这个妈妈可以跟他一起祷告。
And she can point him the caring Jesus, who is aware of, her son is hurting.
那就是说，她可以向儿子指出来，当她的儿子这个心里难过、伤害的时候，她可以去找耶稣。
Now,
耶稣是会在意的，耶稣会关心这一切。
She used many opportunities like this to teach her family and even teach me. I was a reader about the blog.
所以呢，她用这个很多很多的机会来教导她的孩子，教导她的家人这个信心。她甚至用，因为我读她的博客，我自己也很受鼓舞。
She was in her circumstances that she pointed to Jesus.
在她的这种境况中呢，她把所有的人都指向耶稣。
And taught us how to depend on Him in the time of losses and disappointment.
让我们怎么样面对生活中的这种痛苦、这种丧失的时候，我们怎么样能够来依靠神？
She said this in her quote.
在她的这个博客里边曾经讲到。
She said the suffering is not a mistake.
她说我所受的这个苦不是一个错误。
And it's not the absence of God's goodness.
并不是说神是不良善，并不是神的良善的一个缺失。
He is present in the pain.
在我们受苦的时候，他和我们同在。
So dying did not crush this family.
但是这个面对这种死亡，面对这种癌症的这种最后的阶段，这个家庭并没有被击垮。
It painted a picture of how we should live.
他其实给我们一个图片，一个画面，让我们知道我们应该怎么样来活。
So remember that when we go through trials,
所以记住，当我们经过试炼、经过这个苦难的时候
，God gave us a promise.
神给我们一个应许。
That is God the Father and God the Son.
就是圣父、圣子。
Together is holding on the shield.
他们一起把我们这样紧紧的这样抱住、这样抓住。
So we will not fail.
所以我们的不至于失了信心。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Jesus, we thank you for your word.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你的话语。
That you encourage us, so we know that we have trials in our faith.
当我们这个受到试炼的时候，你鼓励我们，你用你的话鼓励我们，我们会让我们能持守住信心。
And we know that you want us to survive in the trial.
我们知道你想让我们在这个试炼中，我们可以胜过。
Not only that, you want us to thrive so we can stand up strong.
不单单是我们能够紧紧的这样存活，而且我们可以变得更强壮。
So help us to hold up the shield of faith.
所以帮助我们能够紧紧抓住这个信心的盾牌。
That we will not fail.
所以我们不会失了信心，不会跌倒。
And we thank you, Jesus.
我们谢谢你，主耶稣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so...I'm going to take this opportunity to take you to a VVS session.
所以呢，我们现在再带大家一起去我们这个暑期圣经学校的其中的一部分。
And I'd like to invite all of you to sing a song with us and do also do motions.
所以呢，请大家站起来呢，一起来跟我们一起唱一首歌，是信心的歌，然后一起跟我们做动作。
Okay, so I'm going to first introduce you the lyrics and motion.
我们首先呢来讲做一些讲这个歌词，然后我们的这个做的动作是怎么样。
Okay, so there's no Chinese on the screen, but I'm going to just explain to you so you know what it means.
所以在这个最后放的这个屏幕上面没有中文，所以我们先讲这个到底这个歌词是什么样的。
Okay, it seems like there's much hope for.
说在如此大的盼望是这样。
Yeah, so put your hands like this.
把你的手放在你的胸前。
So many dreams like a sleep.
让你做梦的时候是这样，让你先睡觉。
I wish they will all come true. True means that you put your index finger from your lips.
所以我期待这一切都实现。这样的，这个真实的呢，就是这样，把你的手食指这样往前。
When I think about,
当我想的时候，当我想的时候
，your way is a way.
这是神的，你的道路。
Okay, it gives me much faith.
给我很多信心。你要持守你的信心。
In that you do, what you do is that you go out this way.Okay.
如此，这个歌词在上面。
Faith,
信心。
See beyond, you see.
Beyond, 让你能看到。
Okay.
看见前所未见。
And then a faith
信心
is to know
to 让我知道
do great things.
你会做大事，你行大事。
Okay. I will trust. Trust like you're holding on a rope. Trust.
我要持续信靠你，好像就我们抓了一根绳子，就是。
Mm-hmm. As always, always.
就像我
put your hands out to your hand, right? Always.
就是一直一直
believe, holding on.
相信是这样，把你的手放在一起。
Okay. As I holding two hands.
当我这样的持手住的，这样的抓着绳子，两手。
My faith.
当我持手我的信心，持手信心的时候。
Okay, last one is Jesus. You are already holding. It's a big hug from Jesus.
然后主耶稣，你会保守我的心。我们给主一个大大的拥抱。
Okay, all right. So we're gonna do this twice to see if
我们做两次。
We can do that. All right. So let's go to faith. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, bring. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, guys, come up here so you can help.
那我们的这个小组的这个领袖过来，小朋友们一起上来。
All right, we're good? Yeah, okay.
It seems like there's so much to hope for. So many dreams I wish they all could come true.Lord, it gives me so much faith in all that you do. Faith to see beyond what I can see. Faith to know that you will do great things. I will trust you, Lord, I'll always believe. As I hold on to my faith, Jesus, you are holding on to me. Yeah. It seems like there's so much to hope for, so many dreams I wish they all could come true.When I think about your ways, Lord, It gives me so much faith in all that you do.
感谢主，我们有这么好的 VBS， 我们像明年。